This is Ed McMahon, your host for Monitor 67, here to keep you up to date on the current weekend scene. In 3 minutes, we'll learn about the sport of bottom bumping, which isn't a new dance, but a form of fishing. First, Monitor music. Here's Roger Williams at the keyboard to play Love Me Forever. Message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
Sparkling champagne is the drink to match your champagne mood. Champale, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Cost just pennies more. Sparkling Champale Malt Liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey.
Next, Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, and by Zebco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to explain the art of bottom bumping. I'll give you the details right after this message.
No outboard owner likes to pay for a new set of spark plugs and an engine tune-up every few months. Well, that's the idea behind Mercury's new Thunderbolt outboard ignition system. Thunderbolt's a new kind of ignition. Solid-state, electronic. It hasn't got any breaker points to wear out or need resetting. Because it delivers such a high-voltage spark, spark plugs actually last seasons. And Thunderbolt does away with pre-ignition, even if you use leaded gasoline. Mercury was first to come out with this kind of an ignition system. It's available on 4 of the new Mercs. If you don't like paying for spark plugs or tune-ups, Thunderbolt Ignition is for you. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all 9 quiet new Mercuries. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
All right, let's talk about bottom bumping. This popular recreational activity that's sweeping the country isn't a new version of the Watusi or the swim. It isn't done to music. It's not even an indoor sport. You sportsmen know what I'm talking about, though, because bottom bumping has emerged as one of the hottest fishing techniques of our times, and it's a better way to get the job done. Virgil Ward, world champion freshwater fisherman, is a firm believer in bottom bumping and credits this method of fishing for his success. When we asked Virgil to explain, he put it this way. Big fish, most big fish, that is, like to hang around near the bottom. And if you're going to catch them, a man's got to put a lure right down where they are. After all, he explained, most big fish aren't a whole lot different than big folks. They're kind of lazy. The average adult isn't going to dash across the street to pick up a penny that falls out of a hole in someone's pocket. But if he sees a stray one at his feet, he just might bend over and retrieve it. Well, big fish are the same. They didn't reach their size by excessive exertion, and they'll be much more inclined to grab a lure that has bounced off their nose than one which wiggles by 20 feet away. This theory produced such lures as the feather jig, the pork rind eel, and the variety of popular plastic worms and salamanders that are now in the market. These lures are effective because they can be fished on the bottom without snagging easily, and they're ideal for bottom bumping. Bumping requires a feel that can be developed only with practice. It involves casting out a lure, letting it settle to the bottom, and then slowly retrieving it with little twitches and jerks. In the process, a fisherman learns to tell the difference between the pull of a rock and a pair of piscatorial lips. He soon knows when to set the hook and when to simply apply a little pressure to free it from a tangle of submerged brush. Bumping has many applications. It's just a ticket for fishing offshore ocean reefs for a variety of game fish. It has recently proved to be the best way to take large bass in deep lakes and man-made impoundments. It's an effective way to take big rainbows and practically the only way to catch lake trout on light tackle when they're lying deep in our northern lakes. Equipment for bottom bumping isn't complicated. I recommend a boat and an outboard because most of the best fishing is found offshore. Needed also are a dozen weighted jigs or plastic worms, a slender spinning rod, and a spinning or spin cast reel loaded with, well, we'll say 10-pound test line. The heavy line is necessary to pull free from underwater obstructions, and the long rod will enable you to feel the bottom better. So there you have it, fishermen. If you haven't bumped any bottoms lately, go out and give it a try. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. How would you like to win a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup? How about $2,500 cash to boot? This combination is the grand prize in Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes. You could win it or one of 2,500 other great prizes. All you do is visit your Zepco dealer and fill out an entry blank, no obligation. So look for the dealer who has Zepco fishing tackle and Redhead sporting equipment and enter the Zepco $25,000 sports stakes. Void where prohibited by law. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy is heard regularly right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Hey, who swiped my last can of beer? There's none in the refrigerator.
You caught me, Harry. I hid it behind the chicken.
Smart girl, Agnes. You know a good beer when you hide it. You know we improved Ballantine. Made it so good, it's now a premium beer. And if you want to keep a can of today's improved Ballantine on ice, you better hide it.
Good to start with Ballantine. So good to stay with Ballantine. The flavor's great at the three ring time. Ballantine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again. Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Hey, I found another Ballantine, Agnes.
Darn it, move the roast beef.
Hey, friend, do it again. Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Ballantine premium beer. Try it.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
Ed McMahon here for Monitor 67. Coming up in a few minutes, an interview with British actor Robert Morley, who has something interesting and things sometimes biting to say about Americans and their social customs. First, Monitor music. Here's a brand new one performed, believe it or not, by another actor, a gentleman named Anthony Quinn. It's titled, I Love You, You Love Me.
I love you. 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 How many different ways are there to say, I love you? I love you. No need to say it any other way. You love me? How wonderful. Oh, how wonderful that such a thing can be. Just we two. Adds up to I love you and you love me. I love you. How many different ways are there to say I love you? Ti voglio bene, ti chiedo, ich liebe dich, je t'adore. I love you. No need to say it any other way. And honey, honey, you love me. How wonderful that such a thing can be. Baby. Baby, just we two. Adds up to I love you and you love me.
I love you love me. And in case you missed the name of the performer, it was Anthony Quinn.
This is Keenan Wynn. Right now at Indianapolis Speedway, the excitement is fantastic. And there's big news from the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related.
The big name at Indy is still Mario Andretti. Andretti's record speed of 168.982 miles per hour won him the pole position for this year's race. Now, could the Wynn's radiator stop leak in his car have had something to do with it? It sure did. As speeds at Indy increase, so does the strain on these racing cars. Pressures build up in the cooling system that could cause leaks and put a car out of the race. That's why Andretti, like many other Indy drivers, relies on Wynn's radiator stop leak. You can buy this same Wynn's radiator stop leak to protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It works at Indy. It'll work for you. Wynn's radiator stop leak. Look for Wynn's wherever you get gas. Robert Morley, whose talents include acting, directing and writing plays, is a man of positive opinions, as he proved in this conversation with Monitor's man on the aisle, Leonard Probst.
British actor Robert Morley is eccentric, outspoken, witty, irreverent, and highly opinionated. Morley is 59 years old. His experience on stage spreads over a wide range of films and plays and includes everything from Shakespeare to modern satire. They know how to throw harpoons that land with just the right impact at the right time, drawing the most blood. But it's different when they try it on the Americans. I asked Robert Morley if the British are capable of satirizing us.
No, we don't understand America. You can only satirize what you understand. You satirize America, I think, in MacBird. MacBird apparently annoyed a lot of people. They called it disgraceful. But it was really only a sort of light-hearted attempt not to take yourself seriously. I think people do try and take things too seriously in America. Well, that's one of the sadnesses, isn't it, of the American scene, that everyone's in deadly earnest about something that isn't important.
Is there anything that is important?
Life, love, happiness, the pursuit of pleasure, peace, a sunny day, and people sitting down and not rushing around working themselves to death. I read an article coming back in the paper in the Wall Street Journal, not a paper that I habitually subscribe to, about the sad plight of successful executives and how their wives are driven to cut their throats, their wrists, and sometimes their husbands, because their husbands neglect them in the cause of corporation duty. Well, this is quite ridiculous. I mean, you know, all this loyalty, it's an awful thing about loyalty. There's only one thing to be loyal to, and that's yourself. Once you're loyal to General Motors or Associated Electric, you're in deep, deep, deep trouble. And when you're loyal to yourself, presumably you're loyal to your family. And this working away for a faceless corporation, for no reason that I can think of, this insane ambition to rise in the ranks of executives is one of the things that cuts the heart of America and makes everybody so sad when they... If you come down in an elevator in the morning from your hotel bedroom and you look at the faces of the men, they appear to be, you know, desperate and engaged in silent prayer. They all clutch their little suitcases and briefcases and hurry out to do what? Waste everybody else's time with ludicrous conferences and increase their prosperity to the extent that they have to pay more taxes, put another car in the garage and another child in the psychiatric hospital. I must not be so gloomy.
You mean we're overly concerned with things rather than life?
Well, of course, aren't you? I mean, our whole economy now is geared to the vulgar acquisition of deodorants. Three deodorants on the bathroom shelf is a must. Well, I mean, it's nonsense, you know. A little healthy smell doesn't ever hurt anyone. In fact, the human race does smell, actually. It's quite a pleasant smell. All animals smell. We don't want a constant smell of eau de Nil or eau de Cologne.
Maybe the deodorants have replaced sex.
No, I don't think they have. I think there was a man in England who wrote a book called Bad Things and Good Things. Sex is a good thing. Americans must enjoy sex, want sex, look at the girls, and this is considered healthy and right. Sex is a sort of a must for the successful career man.
Speaking about sex, the England that is today with the miniskirts, isn't that a more sexy England than the England of just a very few years ago?
Yes, isn't it? Isn't it? It is nice, isn't it? I don't know. We've discovered sex. It's most extraordinary.
Did England discover sex by becoming less concerned with its own responsibility to the world, by throwing off all that old, the high tea and the Oxford, Cambridge upper crust of life? I mean, has England changed markedly to you?
No. When you say throwing off its responsibility to the world, it's never done that. The English way of life has always been a pattern which the rest of the world has followed successfully. I think that we are the ones to instigate change in the world. I think we're now off on the tack of thinking that human happiness is more important than human industry. And in England today, we're trying to show people that it's perfectly easy not to be too acquisitive and to be happy.
Robert Morley, who believes the best way, both offstage and on, is the English way. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, reporting from Monitor.
Now a word about how to keep cool on the warm summer days that are, we hope, ahead.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Now the talented fingers of Joe Harnell at the keyboard with Un Poco Rio.
That's me, honey. Same as the name on the door.
I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. Mr. Baker owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Yes, lovely little machine. Built for keeps, you know.
Right, and which model do you have?
The big husky one, doll. The Tiger.
I see. 12 horsepower. That's a gear drive or hydrostatic transmission?
Honey, do I look like a mechanic to you?
No. No, you certainly don't. Tell me, now that the cadet zips through all the yard work around here, how does your husband spend his extra free time? What's his hobby?
Well, would you believe he spends a lot of time on the golf course?
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet Lawn and Garden Tractor 7, 10, or 12 horsepower anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an International rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. You're tuned to Monitor 67 with all the best sounds of the weekend world, yours to enjoy at home or in your car anywhere in the USA. Serving Southern California and the Far West is station KFI Los Angeles. Hello, Los Angeles. Now let's pause and give all our NBC stations a chance to identify themselves, then we'll be right back.
Monitor presents Dunninger with his amazing powers of extrasensory perception. Tomorrow night on the NBC Radio Network.
It's a much easier house to sell than you use gas seat. I think the public is more receptive when you mention that your development has all underground utilities and you use gas seat.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Bill Manis, builder of Cap Tree Landing here in West Islip, Long Island.
There's no leak problems. There's no tanks that take up space. The fact that you pay after you use the heat rather than before, you don't have to store up for 2 or 3 months. Also, the delivery problem. When you use oil, you might have a problem if you run out of fuel in bad weather having your oil delivered. We're very satisfied with gas heat. We feel that any future developments we go into, we would stay with gas. We find that the public accepts gas.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
You don't have to paint a house as often. Of course, gas is a cleaner fuel. It burns cleaner.
74 degrees and sunny in Big Town. The big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
Next, the voice of Ed Ames with Time, Time.
Time, time, rolls the hills along, makes the stars go round to the sky bright song. Time, time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The summer was golden, their love young and new, its bold arms, their rendezvous. But now leaves have fallen and tears fill her eyes, his warm lips a memory as she sighs. Time, time rolls the hills along, makes the stars go round to the sky's bright song. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The snow's come and gone now, and still they're apart. How empty her yearning heart. But spring brings its promise, and old memories burn while she dreams with summer he'll return. Time, time rolls the hills along, makes the stars go round to the sky's bright song. Time, time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. Maybe time will bring you back to me.
Taste that beats the others, go! Pepsi pours it on! Pepsi pours it on!
Today people like their soft drinks cold, really cold. And that's when the taste of Pepsi-Cola really comes alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others, go! Pepsi pours it on!
NBC, monitor on NBC, on the go.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon continuing with Monitor 67, a roundup of all the action in the weekend world. Ahead, we'll be hearing from Bart Starr, quarterback of the champion Green Bay Packers football team, on the subject of the Super Bowl game. Right now, Monitor Music. Here's Margaret Whiting to sing about something stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lines you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seems so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, my perfume fills the air, the stars get red and all the night is blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Stupid like I love you. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. And then I go and spoil it all by saying...
Gentlemen, as employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash, you all remember our days of glory. Remember those steady streams of cars backed up as far as the eye could see?
Yeah, and all of us up to our hip boots scrubbing and brushing... But what happened, Sam?
Happened? I'll tell you what happened. Osro Products came up with a complete car cleaning package for folks to use at home.
You mean Osro's pressure car washer?
Exactly. It does everything that we used to do. Just flick the dial-o-matic switch and it sprays detergent, soluble wax, or clear rinse water.
But how about the insides? That's half of a good clean car. As head of the internal vacuum department, I...
That's the other half of Osro's breakthrough. Their Tornado Car Vacuum plugs right into the cigarette lighter and really does the job. These Osro twins leave cars sparkling clean inside and out. But do you know what really hurts loyal employees of Friendly Fred's 6-Minute Car Wash?
No. What's that, Sam?
Osro does it in just 5 minutes.
In one moment, Bart Starr's views on the Super Bowl game. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the refiners of famed Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. And there goes Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. The favorite of competition circuits and drag strips. It also gives outstanding protection to the new breed of hot, high-performance cars that need race course protection for everyday driving. Refined from the richest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil, then reinforced with carefully selective additives, Kendall GT1 Racing Oil protects against scuffing and foaming, as well as bearing, valve, train, and piston wear. Your high-performance engine stays cleaner. Gives more power, is better lubricated with Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Designed for racing, but recommended for all high-performance cars. Get Kendall GT1 Racing Oil at your dealers today. The date and the site of the 1968 Super Bowl football game were announced this week, January 14th in Miami's Orange Bowl. Don't be too surprised if last season's world champion Green Bay Packers wind up there again. A report from Packer quarterback Bart Starr and Monitor's Mark Zelich of station WSAU, Wausau, Wisconsin.
Bart, I think a lot of people are wondering now that you've wrapped up the Super Bowl championship, the NFL championship. There's talk of retirement with some of the members of the Green Bay Packers. There have been some changes already, as a matter of fact, with the people leaving. What are the Packers going to do for an encore? Can there be an encore after such a spectacular season?
Well, I think winning it again would be a pretty good encore. Mark, I think that will be the goal, the objective of everybody next year. It is every year. We establish very early in the season, the first day of training camp, as a matter of fact, something to shoot for, our goal for that year. And I've never been there when it wasn't to win it. And this is the way we approach every season. So we'll be giving it another good go at it next year.
Well, obviously, playing with the Green Bay Packers, you're a close-knit organization, certainly. What about missing personnel? Now, some have gone. It's transient at best. Does this affect your thinking? Does this affect you to the point where possibly some of the people might think, well, gosh, without these guys, we can't possibly do it again?
No, I don't really think so, because I think most of the people who are there, Mark, realize that it's big time, it's big league, it's fast company, and that these things happen. Some people fall by the wayside, some are picked up in expansions, some may retire. There are all sorts of thoughts along the line. A classic example, there was probably not a better tackle going for three tackles, one of three, than Norm Masters was a few years ago, who helped spell Bob Skowronski and Forrest Gregg. Norm stepped out of there, and frankly, we never missed him. So it's one of those facts of life.
How about the money itself, Art? Is this the overriding emphasis in professional football, and specifically with the Packers here? You had a $25,000 nut all told. I mean, you think going into this, is the thought, well, here we are, let's go out and make ourselves $25,000, or is the thought, we're going to go out and we're going to win the ball game, and what comes automatically as a result of it?
Mark, I think you know us well enough to know that we'd be straight shooting when we tell you this. I'm sure that most of us didn't really realize the impact of the amount of money until Monday morning after the Super Bowl game, after you'd won both games leading in there, the National Football League Championship at Dallas and then the Super Bowl game in Los Angeles, because we were more concerned with representing our league well, doing the job right in the first Super Bowl game, and we were very happy to be there. We felt very honored to be able to represent our league there. This was uppermost in our mind, and we wanted to do the good job for our league. The money was strictly secondary. After it hit us, it was overwhelming, but it really didn't enter the picture at that time.
Well, Bart, certainly to the Green Bay Packers as a team and its coach, Vince Lombardi, all of the best, but to you specifically, all that's happened could not have happened to a nicer, more capable individual. We're tremendously proud to know you and to reflect in the glow of your great success and continued success to you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Reporter Mark Zellick and Bart Starr. Now a word about J. Marr Ruby Slacks.
This is Mel Allen with news about J. Marr's Sansabelt Slacks. Sansabelt, with its unique patented inner waistband that slims you, trims you, yet never holds you back. And as for their exclusive J-Flex fabric of 55% Dacron polyester, 45% wool, sags and wrinkles never get set. Sansabelt slacks are available at fine stores near you in brand new textures, all color cued to match your favorite blazer, shirt, or sweater. That's Sansabelt slacks, made by people who care for people who care. A product of J. Marr Ruby Incorporated, Michigan City, Indiana.
Keep in touch with the latest news from the world of sports every weekend, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Now famous opera star Robert Merrill sings a famous classic.
Sick is the one fear to have when you're having more than one. Sick pleasure doesn't pay even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Sick is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Now, Schaefer comes in a big new 16-ounce party bottle with a great new tapered shape. An easy-to-open twist cap, best of all. These no-deposit party bottles come in a thrifty new 4-pack that's easy to carry, easy to store. So pick up a 4-pack of Schaefer in half-quart party bottles. Schaefer, the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
This is Ed McMahon continuing with Monitor 15 minutes before the hour. Here's a listening reminder. Tomorrow evening, the amazing Dunninger will be a guest on Monitor. The famous mentalist will appear live with host Brad Crandall before an especially invited studio audience to demonstrate his uncanny powers of mind reading and telepathy. Don't forget, the amazing Dunninger tomorrow evening on Monitor. Be sure to listen. Now, Monitor Music. Here's a new one from the Young Americans. I Was Born to Be With You.
For Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see, cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the tannables and get the best of the sun with Coppertone. You'll get the fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. A marvelously deep, dark, long-lasting tan. Coppertone not only has the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, it's enriched with lanolin, cocoa butter, and other moisturizers that actually make your skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth and soft. Don't be a pale face. Get out in the sun and get a better tan with Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Speaking of Coppertone, there's a bit of news from the Sunshine State, which is what California claims to be. Hotly contested by Florida, of course.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, with the message from the bell system. Unaccustomed as I am to speak in the public, they asked me to tell you out in Radio Land to call up long distance the places you want to stay, to call for reservations so you don't drive all night long looking for a room. Some places will even call the next stop for you. Whichever way, as the sun sinks slowly in the north, you sink happily into bed because you called ahead. So good night and good sinking.
Now, more Monitor Music, this time for the rotund and talented trumpeter Al Hurt, Puppet on a String.
Thank you. and the Dodge Boys.
We're not here to criticize. We're not here to tell you lies. We're just here to put you wise to the things we like about a Dodge.
Let's talk about that white hat Dart. Its brand new look is awfully smart.
Ah, but styling looks are just the start of the things you like about a Dodge.
Dart white hat special has a vinyl top and a list of extras that just won't stop.
In the compact deal, it's the cream of the crop, and that's what you like about a Dodge.
Now you get this Dart with all its spice at a special new low package price.
You'll find, my friend, it's mighty nice, and that's what you gotta like about a Dodge.
One more way that Dart will win. You get more car when you begin. You get more back when you trade it in. And that's what we like about a Dodge.
Now to get a good deal, see the good guys.
You mean the good-looking guys in the white hats.
I don't know why this thought suddenly occurs to me, but I finally figured out how to break up some of those student protest meetings. Pass the hat and take up a collection.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis. Brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
You won't find Soupy Sales at home in his California house because it's rented to Raquel Welch and her husband right now. You soon won't find him at his New York City triplex apartment either, because for 12 weeks, beginning June 25th, Soupy Sales will be living in Canada, starring in Hell's a Poppin' at Montreal's Expo 67. In 1 minute, we'll be talking with Soupy about these and other matters. Here, from the O'Brien Paint people, is some strange-sounding advice. Don't paint it. Mirror-plate it. Right. O'Brien makes mirror-plate, too. The mirror-plate formula is based on a polyamide epoxy originally developed for supersonic Navy missiles. That'll give you some idea of the durability of this miracle-strength coating. Mirror-plate brushes or rolls on, like paint, on anything paintable, plaster, brick, metal, concrete. The difference is that mirror plate stays on 5 times longer than paint. Protects like ceramic tile. Use it on floors, walls, laundry, tubs, pools, boats, patio furniture, toys. You could extend the list almost indefinitely. Mirror plate is available in hundreds of attractive colors. For a coating that lasts 5 times longer than paint, that gives you the protection of ceramic tile at a fraction of the cost, don't paint it. Mirror plate it. Mirror plate is available at your nearby O'Brien dealer. Soupy, I want to find out what your home is like. But which do you really consider home? Your New York apartment or your California house?
It's two different ways of living. Out
yes,
there I have a pool, and here, you know, you're living in a triplex. And it's a different way of life completely.
Are you renting the New York apartment?
Yeah, renting the New York place. It belonged to Miss Hurst's home.
That ought to make it rather lovely.
Well, they've got some magnificent things.
Well,
there.
Let's start with that New York City place. Now, it's the triplex, three floors of brownstone.
Yeah.
Now tell us what it's like. What's on the first floor and the third floor and the...
Well, it's compared to my home in California, Arlene. Because our home out there is like contemporary, you know, with furniture, and it's very sprawling, and, you know, and you wander, you can go on out, and there's the pool and the whole thing. And now in the New York place, we're surrounded by a lot of great antiques that's just magnificent. And a lot of the things came from San Simeon, from the Hearst estate. There's a piano there that is like an antique. It was made in Germany, like about the... 200 or 300 years ago. It's just magnificent.
And it plays.
It's beautiful. I've two or three people who I know that are, you know, professional pianists have flipped over it. They just don't make them anymore like that. It's just, the place is just, it's just elegance. That's what it is.
And you fitted it beautifully.
Oh, well, I tell you, well, when I go, and I sort of feel out of place in my chinos and my Levi shirt, you know.
What do you like best about the apartment?
Well, I like the spaciousness in this, where we have three floors and you completely get lost, you know, and like the kids, they have their rock and roll band up on the third floor. And
you have yours on the second floor?
I have mine on the second floor. It's so funny, the kitchen is on the second floor of this triplex, which is very interesting, and the dining room.
Yes, because mostly the first floor is the kitchen, the dining room, and the garden. Do you have a garden?
Well, the people downstairs that have the first two floors
have the garden. Oh, I see.
And I was thinking about getting a tall rotisserie, you know, that you could stick out the third floor window, you know.
Well, where is your special den? You must have a den.
Well, I have a den on the third floor, and I think the Collier brothers decorate that when I get there, because I have my records and pictures and paintings and, you know, and I write and the whole thing like that there. And it's real comfortable. That's what it is.
Well, do you have things in the apartment that reflect your own Helza Papa and Zany reputation?
Yes, my mother. No. Well, souvenirs and pictures, you know, taken. I've had blown up of different shows I've been on and of people I've...
Which ones have blown up?
Well, pictures I have of Frank Sinatra, myself, and Dean Martin, and... when I was headlining the Ice Capades and when I was at the Paramount Theater.
Now, what do you do about entertaining you as
well?
Well,
I tell you, what we do is, like, we usually show a movie or something in the living room.
It's big enough to have a projection machine and everything?
I have a projection machine and a large screen and a buffet, usually, is what, you know, what happens.
And does your wife cook or do you?
Yeah, she's a great cook. No, I just,
you just
spaghetti.
Eat.
I eat, that's it. Yeah. I'm very good at calling out the food, you know.
Thank you for an interesting comparison between East and West Coast living as seen by Soupy Sales. This is Arlene Francis reporting for Monitor. Now this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Listen again tomorrow for Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. You're tuned to Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is coming up. Then we'll be right back.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. Listen to the man, the service station man. Listen to the man with the pure land of land. Listen, listen, listen.
Did you know your car runs mostly on hot air? Lots of it. In fact, it takes 12,000 gallons of air to burn one single gallon of gas. But look out. A dirty air filter can choke off your car's air supply, make your engine gag, burn too much gas. Put in a new Purolator air filter. It lets your car breathe again, keeps air fresh and pure, boosts gas mileage as much as 3 miles per gallon. Listen to the man and put in a new Purolator air filter. And a new Purolator oil filter, too, every time you change your oil.
When you change your oil, when the changes do, listen to the man and change your Purolator, too. Listen.
WNBC puts you in the driver's seat on Memorial Day, noon to 4 on WNBC New York.